New helmet worked out pretty good. A 2-goal game.
Yeah. Is that a question? Or?
Yeah, it's more of like an open-ended statement, I guess.
Sorry.
What did you? The first goal was the deflection. The second goal, did you with Russo with a drop pass? Did you just, you know, you went glove side? Did you see something, or was it just one of those instances of having a lot of time to work with and knowing just where you wanted to put the shot?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. I think I was surprised at how the D played it. I had a ton of time. I was actually going to pass it back, but it's just, I mean, that's a tough spot for a goalie to make a save, you know, 13 inches off the ice. So it was, she made a nice play in the middle. I had a ton of time, and you know, most players in the league should score that 9 times out of 10. So the goalie didn't really have a chance. She was frozen and picked the spot.
Does it feel good to have, I know it's frustrating with the loss, but, you know, guys, it felt like the team was coming together a little bit more. Things looked a little better today than they had, you know, in that first weekend series against Minnesota. But, you know, from where you were with that scary incident, you know, with hitting your head on the ice to coming back and getting 2 goals, does that feel like a, you know, kind of what you were expected of yourself to bounce back and make an impact for your team?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's a process, right? You know, we got new players, we've got a whole new coaching staff. So obviously there's frustrations, but I think I played the first couple games pretty frustrated, and it doesn't help anybody. So I think the veterans have learned. You know, Randy is super open to feedback and tweaking things, and it's early in the year, right? I mean, we've played, what, 4 or 5 games? Yeah, that's 25% of the season, but it's not about where we start, it's about where we finish, which is such a cliche thing to say, but we've got time. We've got a hell of a roster. We've got people that can score. We've got D that can play. We've got kids that can skate. So he's new to this. It's going to take time to figure out who works well with who, and we're missing some pretty important players too. So.
Yep. Raise a banner. What does that mean to you? I know it's up here today. Tomorrow it'll be next door in the rink where you play and practice it a lot. What is that going to mean to you to come in there every day and see that right in there?
I think it's pretty special. I think especially, you know, not taking anything away from the other players, but for the crew that was around, I say this all the time, in, you know, the first couple days in Brooklyn, you know, I think that's probably one of my top, you know, one of the, if not the top, you know, moments of my career where it just goes to show, you know, how the league has developed, how far we came as a group, and really buying into the process and believing in what we were doing. So
that's kind of what I'm getting at. The first year you had, what, 3-2 wins? It's really tough, some tough times, but you all stuck together. And you yourself, who's one of only 4 players that stuck around to see that through to a championship.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, it's pretty special. I mean, it's just I live in Connecticut now, but I won't ever play for a club other than New York and now Metro, just because that's, you know, where my heart's at. So as long as I can keep making the drive, I'll keep playing with these guys. But it's a lot more than just winning a championship. I mean, the franchise means a lot to the players that are still around, and I mean the new kids as well. So.
You mentioned about league development. The last 3 the first 3 seasons, there's been 3 different champions. Now you have a 5th team in there. How does that change the dynamic of things here in the NWHL, in your opinion?
I mean, they're a hell of a team, right? Look at them. I think that, you know, they're on paper, they're one of the best teams. They're a tough team to play against. They're fast. So I think that, you know, everyone's a contender. We haven't... You know, we're, what, last place? We haven't won any games, but we're in the games. You know, the 4-0 game was a lot closer than a 4-0 score. So it's the nice thing about our league and the dynamic of it is, my understanding is everyone makes playoffs. So, again, you know, we're not happy about being 0-4, but they're a good team. Buffalo's got a great team. We've got a great team. So I think that it'll be more exciting just adding another team that's got a lot of talent.
Thanks, Spike.